I am Giuseppe Di Stefano, the tenor, the one who sang many times with Callas. So I will say something about Callas, and maybe not everybody knows, okay?
We met on the airplane going to Rio de Janeiro for the opera season. We didn't know each other, so when we met was a couple of days after in the theater. She was singing Tosca, and he had an off night, and I think it was one of the first scandals she made. It's fantastic, it's unbelievable the way she started the career. And it was not only for the temperament, but the wrong opera. She sang the wrong opera. Tosca didn't belong to her in those years because she was fat, you know. She could not show all the artistry. She didn't know that she had all these voices. But when she finally put on a stage the Vespri Siciliani, she sang the opera that was made for her four voices, or three voices. Coloratura, drammatico, lirico, all this. Until she started to sing through the coloratura in Florence. With that opera, she found all the possibilities she had in her throat. To sing with her was a meeting with on stage. It was the meeting of two people who used to sing the same way. And then everything was easy to sing together. Never had a problem about singing. The feeling is the most important thing in a singer. The way you express yourself. So many fantastic voices we had in our time. But she reaches the highest level because of this feeling. Everything she sang, she moved people. People would cry. See, when we met in 72, she had no more voice. She could not sing anymore. And she wanted to sing with me. She was giving lessons to the school there, I don't know, in the Julia school. So I went there, and she was so full of emotion that she could not sing one phrase, nothing. So I said, let's forget about singing. I have a fiacre, carrozza, and we go for a promenade in Central Park. And slowly she came back, but naturally the voice was not there anymore. Naturally she had all the defects, the wrong things of the big star. Even when she started, she was born with this, and she knew what she wanted. Very feminine, and capricciosa, all these qualities that belong to the feminine repertoire, you know. And with me, she had always a lot of fun, because thank God I have humor, you know. And there's things I cannot tell, but they are so funny, but I cannot tell. Because we spent four years, was with me. What can I say? She loved the way I was singing, and I loved the way she was singing. And this was make a perfect couple.